Simen Shinches Seif Tezayim. And the halacha today we'll learn is two parts in this Seif that a lot of the halachas of Hilchei Shabbos are negeah. And we'll try to divide it and to go into all of the protein b'siyata d'shmaya. Seif Tezayim. Choluk shekibsu oisoy. A person has a rope that he washed and cleaned, laundried. And we today, we hang it on the line. And that day there was no lines, or was no dryers to dry the clothes that were laundried. So they took like a kind of a kone, piece of wood, and on top of that they hanged the rope to dry. He's allowed to take off the clothes from the kone, even if the kone is going through the clothes. But to pull out the kone, he's not allowed to. Why? Fishainakli. So even as a tzarich mekoimo, he needs the place of the rope to take it. But because the kone doesn't have a din of Hashem keli, so you're not allowed to pull him out. Ve'im tochav by keli. But if he pushed in a keli or a kone that is called a keli, there was meyuchad for that. He's allowed to pull out the kone, even if the kone is a klishe melachte leisu, because the tzeirich mekoymoi. Nehainu, the kone is inside the clothes. He can't wear the clothes when the kone is inside. But mele, he's allowed to. We'll see the Mishneh Berurah inside. So you've gotten samach gimel. V'tochav beikone. Hainu me'erev Shabbos. He hanged it on me'erev Shabbos. Now the clothes are already dry a little bit. If this rope is wet, wet, it could make something else wet. So the rope is mukta to the whole Shabbos. Why? The migud is katzoyle ben hashmoshes. Is katzoyle kule yoyme. Shabu explains, we learn in Shin Aleph Seif Memvav, beggar that is wet, osur letaltele b'shabes, gzeiro shema yischoy. So the Shabu is adding, if it been a shmoshes, it was wet that you cannot carry it, memele zizkatzoy lekule yoyme. So how we're discussing in our Seif here, to move it, to take it out, has to be that was already dry b'na shmoshes. Shemizam and Oyabach and Shulcha Shloimo asks us two questions. First, it brings down from the Magen Avraham and Simen Shinhei, Sif Kotn Yudalef, that Begodim Retuvim, Chashuvim Reui Lelovshel, and it doesn't have a Shem Mukta. More from that, the Mishneh Berurah and Shin Aleph and the Sharatzion Sif Kotn Reish Gimel brings down that if Ein Loi Beged Acher, he's allowed to wear it. So how you can call it that it's a Mukta? More from that, and Shin Aleph Sif Memvov, we learned that Asorah of Neodim are allowed to carry it. It's not Muktzeh. The Mishnah Zalman was Mukhiyah, there are even two people. There's no Gzeira Shema Yishchit. So, B'meir, it's not Muktzeh. So, Mishnah Zalman is very much Mepakpek in this Aloche. His Netiyah is that it's not Muktzeh, and he says, for sure, if you don't have different clothing, you're allowed to wear these clothes. By a cotton, for sure, he wants to be Matir. Even though it was wet min hashmoshes. The truth is, as a Sefer HaZikoron, it's called Ginzei Sharatzion to the Zecher of Benzion Bamberger, and it's brought down there that he asked the Chazanish if you're allowed to take off laundry that was wet min hashmoshes. And the Chazanish said you're allowed to. And lav dafka letzeich levisho, afilu im tluim bachamo, you're scared they'll get ruined in the sun, or they'll get wet from rain that will come down later, and they'll be wet from it to Shabbos, you're allowed to take it off. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes there at his surface, Moron Zal, the Chazanish, Cholek ala Mishneh Berurah. Because the Chazanish holds that you're allowed to. Now, could be he means that Reb Shlomo Zalman Tzvora, that because it's Mutar Letalta Asor Bnei Yodim, it's not called Muktzeh. Rabbi Yashiv in Shmuel Yitzchok says that that tain is not such a tain. It's not derech to carry it. It's not derech to carry it. Even that it's mukze, but Asor of Neodim don't have the isur. But for the yochid, it's called the isur. It's ain derech letalteloi. To know the svore. But there could be another reason why it would be mutter. And Minchasitz Chok Chelek Aleph Simen Pei Aleph and Shalit Alevi Chelek Aleph Samach Beis and Minchashleim Simen Yud. They ask a very strong question. We have a halacha and mukze. Dovor shegmoroi bidei odom is not mukze. Someone is cooking something erev Shabbos. It's not mukze because it's about to get dry and get cooked in Shabbos. Here also, it's gmoroi bidei odom. It's going to get dried in Shabbos. So they want the answer. We're talking on something that was not so clear that it will dry in Shabbos. This is the case of the Mishnah Berurah, and then he asks it. But if it for sure will dry in Shabbos, it's like Gemara Bidei Odom. It's a big chidush. Rabbi Yashiv wants to answer, but it could be that the Chazanish really learns that it's not Muktzah, it's Gemara Bidei Odom. So maybe it's not Muktzah. It could be a pshat in the Chazanish. Could be another reason that it'll be Mutar. To ask again, the Mutar we have Rav Shemazam and Tzvara because 10 people could carry it, and it's Gemara Bidei Odom. They want to answer. The Mishnah Berurah was talking in a case that we're not sure it will dry the whole Shabbos. Rabbi Yashiv wants to ask it. And he says, you will ask me from Gemara Bidei Odom. He says, meat that is cooking is Gemara Bidei Odom. Over here in Ben Hashmoshes, it was Muktzah because Gzeira Hashem O Yitzchoy. So it doesn't help on it, the Svar of Gemara Bidei Odom. And he wants to say it's even worse for Muktzah Machmas Isu. You have to know what is the Gedda. But maybe Muktzah Machmas Isu, not Muktzah Machmas Gufoy. But Zayl, it's also Mitzad Gzeir Hashem HaYisrael, so we don't say the Heter is Gemara Bidei Odom. Anyways, Shmuel Zalman said that B'Shas HaTchak you're allowed to, first because he was Matir, but he didn't hold that it's so much Asur, but it's another reason that B'Shas HaTchak is Mutar. Because even wet clothes, if Ein Le'acherim is Mutar. So even B'Shas that it was Mukta Be'Ein Le'acherim is Mutar. So later in Shabbos, for sure it's Mutar Be'Ein Le'acherim. Sifkotn samachdala de Mishnah Berurah. Yochol leshomtoy. He's allowed to take off the clothing. Mechua lemetatel ze gam hakoneh. When he takes off the clothing, the robe, he's moving the koneh. Ubesiv yadalen muchach do yosu lishmed aminol mipnei nemetatel de ze atfus. Elav de tfus oye kli. Vekoneh lav kliu. Yeshlem adoch emayish yochol leshomtoy akutoynes bli tiltu lakoneh imoy. He's doing it in a case that the koneh is not moving. This day Eliyahu Rabbi brings down word by word this thing. I read Eliyahu Rabbi inside. Sifkon lamed zayin kosho besif yudaled oyo osur ilov dat fus kliu vekoneh lav kliu yeshleima adoch emayri shiocho lo shomto ebli tiltu lakoneh imoy. And Frank Lam Shlom Ezam in Oyerbach Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso brings down the question and Mishneh Berurah and Mishnah Halacha brings down this question also. It's a tiltul min atzad. Pshit it that it's mutar. Even if it's not a keili. Tiltul min atzad letzerich dover ha-mutar is mutar. It's very hard to answer. Maybe we'll answer that he learned that if you pick up the whole thing, it's not called tiltul min atzad. And what he means, yochel shomte benat, moving it, doesn't mean without moving it at all, means without picking it up. Any idea. We'll see later to be Negea. Sivkotn Samachay, Avol Likach, the Kone himself. The Abshikvan is Tamashe Bodyoim, Adain Lenasek Libikach, the Loya Darkum Liachet Konim Lochi. Velefize, Ledidan, the Der Liachet Konim Loy Salem Shoki Bochi. William Liachet Konim, Savada, you allowed to take it out? The same thing we have today, the laundry pins, they have a Shem Keli. So you for sure, you're allowed to move them to get a Keli if you need it at Tzach Mekoimai. Want to use it, and it's in the way. So the Shulchanor finishes, but if it's a keli, you're allowed to. What is a keli? Koneh miyuchad leizeh tashmish. So even that it's a kli shu melachti leisu, you're allowed to take him out. Why? Mishnah Berurah explains in Mifkot Samach Zayin that it's tzorch lemekoyim shel hakli dehayinu achaluk. The Eliyahu Rabbi brings down a question b'shem debach. Pshite. You're allowed to. He answers B'Shem Debach, we're talking in a case that he could take it off without moving the keli. And even so, it's mutter. It's a very nice aloche. If the Taz would say it, if the Mishnah Berurah would say it. But it's Eliyahu Rabbi, we learn in Sifkot Mem Zayin B'Shem De Eliyahu Rabbi, Nun Zayin, I'm sorry, that if you could do without moving the muktzah, there's no heter. And here it's mashma that it's mutter. The truth is the Prima Godim is aimed on it. So we have to know again, Be'etzem, we see here that tzarich mekoyme is mutar even if you could do it without moving the muktzah. I beklishim alachti le'isur, we learned that it's also, we answered already. Klishim alachti le'isur, the Mishnah Berurah said, efshar binyan acher. So b'meil is no heter, because b'meil is no reason, is no heter b'chlal to carry it if I could use a different keli. Here, I need the tzarich mekoyme, I need to use it. But I could, b'meil the muktzah is not muktzah b'chai gavnesa. Even if I could do it without moving the muktzah, there's a heter. But it's apparent before the Mishnah Berurah break down two shittas, and here one shita. But the bigger pella is that Eliyahu Rabbi himself brings it down. If you see inside, he's mitzayin to the sugya before. The question is exactly what is the answer. We saw in Mishnah Berurah itself in Sif Gotten Samachay, Samach Dalet, we're talking here that he's not moving the muktzah. To know how to answer this stira, means a lot of hezbo. Now we'll go to the second chelik of this halacha. Second chelik of this halacha. Kirosh nishmeto. Afilu achas miyarkusel. The kiro has a couple legs, and on top of the kiro you put stuff, and one of the legs broke. Also, the tartel, you're not allowed to carry the kiro. V'chen tzavtel or shenishmet echo miragleo koshkin shtayim, the also the tartel anicho asavtel achar v'leishe v'leo. V'afilu nishmeto v'boid yoyim. Why? Gzeiro shemo yetaken b'shabes. Elim ken Yosef aleo kach b'machas kedem Shabbos, he was megale b'daitoi, that he could use it without fixing it, so it's no gzeire. So nozo aloche gam osu leachnis aregel shom mishum binyan. We'll see later this part. So we'll go back to this aloche. Kiro shenishmeto afilu achas miyarkaseo osu letaltelo b'Shabbos. Mishnebu asif koten samaches. Vukein raglaim, ve'atam de gazrinen shemo yitka aregel shom b'choizek lechabro, חי משום מקה בפטיש או משום בינגן בכלים לאיזה פויסקים וכל שכן הם נשמתו שתיים מירקסר ואין לו עמיד הכלל so it's more gzeir that he will come to fix וזאת איך השין שם יתקע לו הרגליים שרציון here is more דיבורים on this סיבקות מסמכתס וכן צפסו הכל מהטעם הנעל ודווקא בנשמת האפשר לחברוי ועל כן אוסרו אפילו בטילטום משום שמו אוסי לתקן לתקויע. But im nish baregel echod, it broke. Velo yishayir shemo yitka. Elo tzorch lasis regel acher, he needs to make a different one. Velo zeh lo yichashine. Alken mutar betiltu. Veharamod enokel lekamon afilu nish baro echod meraglayim shel asavso velo mibo yishtayim. Lav dafka. Broke. Elo nishmet komar. Pulled out. This is one halacha that if it broke completely and there's no gzera shemo yitka, it's not mukze. Gam im nishmat oyseh regel mikvar. ואין כאן עושה הרגל כלל אלא הספסל הוא בלוי רגל זה איסור לסמך עושה הספסל האחר ולשאר שמה יתקע and the same thing if it's lost or you need a uman to fix it or you need a kli uman and you don't have the kelim all of that it's mutter you have to know as shayla if you're allowed to take the chayfetz that the part that got lost and throw it away that you will not know where it is and then it will not be mukta or not. To sit on it, you're allowed to. And we don't say gzeira that if you will come to use it, you will come to fix. The gzeira was also a taltula, but to use chazal did not answer. Elim kin yoshav alo, the kevin shi yoshav alo, kach mamachas bli regel, shuv lo yitka. Because he sat already once, so it's no gzeira, he got used already to use it. Shumazaman oerbach, min chashleim ez mesupek, what is the gather of this halacha here? The gather is a gzera shema yitka, or they made it already a muktza. If we say that it's a gzera shema yitka, or it became a chevtze of a muktza, we could see nafkeminis. Gzera shema yitka would be a svara to say, even to use it, you're not allowed to. Chazal didn't say you're not allowed to use it, you're not allowed to metaltal it. If it's a muktza, then it makes sense. The isur is to move it. Same thing, it's a isur muktze. We see that chazal will not matir here al yedei shtayim, chazal will not matir here al yedei shoymer, it's muktze. Now that it's muktze, Rosh Hashanah is mesupek, if ba'oide b'yodo, you're allowed to carry on carrying it, or you have to leave it. His netiyah in the end to aser. The Biraloch is also mashma that it's also, but it's also mashma that it's a parsha of muktze. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Zalman Auerbach brings down that this halacha exists not only in a kira, it also exists in glasses. If the handle of the glasses break, Gzeira Shema Yitzkai will put back the screw. Which is if the screw gets lost, so there's no Gzeira. If the handle gets lost, there's no Gzeira. If it's broken away, then you need to have a Uman to put it together. The mail is no Gzeira. A carriage, the wheel fell off. If you could fix it yourself, it's also everything is Muktzah. And if not, it's Mutter. Not to the Aloch. Shem Zaman Oyerbach is mistapik like this. It says that if you sat there once, it's Mutter. Why? It's no Gzeira Shema Yitka. Loshon HaRamo is Elim Kin Yoshev Aleokach Pamachas Koidem HaShabbos. He sat once before Shabbos. Why you have to have that he sat once before Shabbos? Even if he sat in Shabbos. If he sat once, it's Mutter. And I will explain. Rav Shmuel Auerbach had a suffix like that. It says, if you sat once, it's no more gzeira. What would it be if in Shabbos you picked up the bench, but you saw and you sat down? After you sat down once, you're megale b'dayter that by you is no more chshar shem yotakim, but mele, it's not muktzah. So you're right. If it broke before Shabbos and b'nash moshes, you're not allowed to move it. So even now that it's no more gzeira, it could be it stays muktzah. But if it broke in Shabbos and you put it and someone picked it up and you sat, maybe now it's no more gzeira shem yitka. This was the svara of Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach. But it's meduyek in the Rambam only koidem haShabbos. So Rav Shmuel Zalman wanted to say maybe only when you sit on it and a time that you could fix and you don't fix, then you megale b'daitoi. But if you sat in Shabbos in a time that you cannot fix, it's not called a gilida. But he says, with that, if you sat by night when you don't have the machines, you don't have the screws, you don't have the light, so it will not be a heter for later. It's in the tears that it has to be a heter. Same thing though, Shabbos has a very interesting suffix. What if a person sat 2 minutes before Shabbos because he wants it to be mutter on Shabbos? But it's not really giladas. It helps or it doesn't help. Another suffix, maybe only in a bench it helps. Because it's a real giladas that he's planning to use it in this way. But in glasses, that it's very hard to use without a handle. So in the meantime, you put it on for 2 minutes to look up something. Not that it's mamash shimush. Maybe Chai Gavin is no heter. He's mesupik about it. So I want really, Be'etzem, to go over a couple of pratim and a couple of halachas that we have in this halacha, because it's really negea to a couple of halachas. And Och HaShabbos has a very interesting suffix. What would be if a person is picking it up not for using it, just to move it away? Maybe the gezeira would be only if he's taking it to use. But if he wants to move it away, not to use it, there's no gezeira shema yatakim. And he wants even to bring from Shulchan Aruch HaRav such a diuk. But he brings down from all of the Rishonim that for sure it's asur. And it's poshut, like we said, it's a getter of muktzah. It doesn't make a difference why it started. Today they said that it's muktzah. If they say that it's muktzah, so it doesn't make a difference to the purpose that you're moving it or not. B'meile, he says, the halachas, the following halachas that we said, if it's broken away that you need a uman, or you need clay umnus, and you don't have them, for sure it's not muktzah. Shimush, we said it's mutar, even that there's no gzeir Hashem or yitak, and this is the gather of the muktzah. Rabbi Yashiv wants to say that the isur is only if the tikkun himself is isur deiraisa. But sometimes the tikkun is the isur de rabbanon, not a isur de raisa. We have to learn in Shin Yud Gimel some things that are not the isur de raisa. So there's no gzeir Hashem or yitakim. A broom that went out, if the whole time it goes in and out, not a problem. But if it just broke in Shabbos, not only you're not allowed to fix it, you're not allowed to use the bottom part of the broom to clean without the top, also the brush, Shema Yitakim. Shem Zaman Auerbach comes with a very big question. We learn in Seif Tes, Sheda Tiva, that the door broke off, the door is not Muktzah, Agav the Keli. Why is no Gzeira Shema Yitakim? And here it could be the Chamudika Shema Yitakim. Shem Zaman wants to say that something that is Roi L'Shimush Gomu, even that you could fix it, is no Gzeira Shema Yitakim. And he explains, even that the kira could be used without one of the legs, but it's not roi for a good shimush. The shade or teva has a lot of shimushim and needs also the door. Chai Gavna, they were not goyzer. He's speaking about a watch. He had a tzad to Aser, a wash on Nizrak, a little light by night to see the time. To word by night, Gzeira, that he will come to press the light. He says, maybe we don't make Gzeiras, maybe we do make Gzeiras. But then he says like this. The watch is Roy L'Shimush by day, and if in a different room there is light, it's Roy L'Shimush. Chaygav never made a Gzeira. Being derived from Teva Shino Migdol. Only a thing that are not Roy. So someone say to Moshe, a watch that the stripe fell off. So if you need a Uman, for sure it's not Mukta. What would it be if you don't need a Uman? It's Mukta or not? Someone to say, the watch is Roy L'Shimush Gomu. It's not Mukta, we don't say Shema Yitakim. Or the Moshe person has a fan. And the top of the fan fell off. You're allowed to move it. Even if you're going to fix it. It's Roy L'Shimush in Gansen now, so there's no Gzeira, Shema Yitakim. Chaygav and Chazal never made a Gzeira, Shema Yitakim. You want to say more from that. If you have a glasses, that the glass went out, because the frame became a bit bigger. Now you need a Uman to fix it, you can fix it yourself. You could push it back in, but it's not so mehuduk. So it could be in a lot of cases, you're not allowed to push it back in Shabbos. But you'll be allowed to wear the glasses without that. And the mele, the piece will also not be mukta, because there's no gzeira shema yitakim, because the fix is only Yisod Rabbanon, and Yisod Rabbanon never made a gzeira. Now we'll see the last part of the Rambam. Gam osu leachmis haregel shom mishum binyan. Mishnah Berurah Seif Kot 9 Beis. Haynu afilim lo yiskeena b'choizek. Shom chashash shema osu litkoya. וסתם רגל הספסולים דרכם ליש מודוקים וחשינו לזה כל זה אפילו ביושב לספסול פעם אחת כדי משבס דבלוי זה anyway he's not allowed to move it אוסר הספסול אפילו בטילטו. Some ask, no, maybe he would not move the ספסול, he would just push the foot inside, maybe it's impossible, but they want to be מייחיח that when things that are אוסר בטילטו, not only the קלי is אוסר בטילטו, also the chalokim, and the ma'aseh, this is the maskone, the poiskim of a lot of arichus, but this is the maskone. Kosov Magen Avraham, im derech haregel li es lo'ilom rofu yetzvoy, muto lachnisi birifoyen. If it's used to alamo being not tight, you're allowed to put it back in. Ayem bir aloche, because it's berofu mamesh, aval rofu yvelei rofu yosu. This protein of the aloche is we'll have to see in Simen Shin Yud Gimel. Save you Zion. Levenim shenisharu me'abinyan. A person built, and he has some bricks left. Speaking about straight and clean bricks, the poets can say. Muto letautulam, you're allowed to move these bricks. The ma'ato lekai me'abinyan, ele le'mazge pirush lismeich v'leshevis alem. They're not made anymore for building, just to lean on them, to sit on them. But v'im sidrom ze azeh, go le'adai te'shiktsam le'abinyan, he wants to use it for the building, or for next buildings. V'osu letautulam. Mishnah Berurah Seif Kot 9 Gimel explains lemizgalayu, they're not mukta because they're oimel lemizgalayu. They have it teras kli alayu. They have a shem keli. They call the roi lemidi va'oimel lekach teras kli aleo. If it's oimel to something, it has a shem keli. When the sorim va'oiras lekamam b'siv chofei v'chofov umutadatadnam afilu mecham alatzel kedin kli shemelachti leheter. If it's roi for that and it's oimel lekach, it's not mukta. Umashma den tzor machshove merev Shabbos nimizga alayu. Yesh machmirim beze, that you have to have a machshove. Kotzu aprim egodim, im nishmur aleveinim, that they were roi lemegaz alayu, they really had a shem keli, kol shroi lemidi avik din shivri keli. It's a bigger chidush. It's not mamash a keli, it has a aloche of shivri keli. And the mishne aloche, he brings down from Ravozna, that it's only in the places that it's oimed lekach, but it's the metzias, and this is what they claim today, it changed. The bricks are not oimed for that, lechur adol bimukta. So if God na'en dalet v'osu letaltelom, for the tzor gufri mekoyim et leket eres kli alayu, v'dinayik din avonim ha'mevur lekamon b'siv chof beis, v'mehani b'machshom im erob Shabbos lezer, v'osib ha'es Hashem, and siv chof beis.